The Bush administration promises to wage a financial war against terrorism. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill says the United States will enlist the world's financial institutions to identify the terrorists, locate their money, and take it away from them. Washington is especially eager to get at funds controlled by exiled millionaire Osama bin Laden, suspected of masterminding last week's attack. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
U.S. officials say they're looking at the big picture. The Treasury Department has created a Foreign Terrorist Asset Tracking Center, and Jimmy Garule, the Treasury's Undersecretary for Enforcement, says its mission is to shut down the terrorists' financial bases and funding operations.
We're going to be following the trail, the money trail, wherever it leads.
The FBI has asked banks to search for any transactions involving people wanted in the attacks. Financial investigator Michael Kessler of Kessler International says these records may provide clues about what the terrorists could be planning next, but hunting for them won't be easy.
What's going to happen is that we're going to get to a point in the trail where everything is going to start becoming mucky.
Federal officials have actually been trying to track and freeze terrorists' assets for years. After the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa, they've trained their sights on Osama bin Laden in particular. William Wexler advised the Clinton administration on money laundering and chaired the National Security Council's interagency group on Osama bin Laden's financial network.
It's not just his own funds. It's monies that he raises through friendly people throughout the world, from people who don't even know that their money is being diverted sometimes to the guise of Muslim charities. But money that's intended for orphans ends up going for bombs instead.
Wexler says some charities are secretly tapped by terrorist cells. Some are front organizations. Some fund both good works and terrorism. Donors range from large corporations in the Middle East to immigrants living in Europe and the U.S. Money is funneled through places in the Middle East and elsewhere where paper trails may vanish and the line between terrorist and ordinary business transactions may be blurred, in part because people rely on cash.
It's not uncommon for totally legitimate people to walk around with briefcases full of money, for someone to buy something on the order of a car with cash.
Wexler says even transactions involving banks can be hidden in offshore accounts and countries where Western banks and special Islamic banks operate side by side.
Bank regulatory and examination procedures are weak, if not non-existent, on regular Western banks. They are even weaker on the Islamic banks because in many of these countries there is a reticence amongst many in government to spend too much time examining things that are associated with religious causes.
And investigators suspect that much of the money used to fund terrorism travels through a completely underground banking system known as Hawala. Many ordinary people use it to transfer funds without paying expensive fees and bribes. They give money to a broker in one country who will contact a broker in another country who, in turn, gives that amount of money to someone else. Rayburn Hess, a former chief of financial intelligence at the U.S. State Department, says these brokers are almost always relatives.
And unless you're part of that particular circle, it's very difficult to penetrate it.
Things are murky even inside terrorist organizations. Operatives may not know where the money they use is coming from because the people who move, invest, and distribute it often belong to separate financial cells. Again, Rayburn Hess.
The financial cells, the way that they're structured, answer to the ultimate leader, and most other people that might be in a terrorist organization would have no idea who the financiers were.
Hess believes it is possible to cut off the terrorists' funds, but it may mean setting aside current notions of bank secrecy and financial privacy and leaning hard on other countries where regulations are lax. Congress is considering legislation that would allow the U.S. to punish countries or specific banks that thwart money laundering investigations by barring their access to U.S. financial markets. But experts like William Wexler are cautious.
As difficult as a military victory is going to be, it'll be even more difficult to get a final victory over the financial network.
And he says it will take time. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.